We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And happy Thanksgiving week to you. It is the just about the halfway point for the official Bill Pollack eating frenzy. And I'm not talking about just the week. I'm talking about, like, it's halfway between, like, my two-month. I'm, like, storing things up for hibernation in the winter. If you've been a loyal listener to Big 12 this week, I appreciate it, for one. I give you thanks. It's the appropriate week. But I told you back in October, right after Halloween, that I got hooked on those fun-size Snickers and ate the equivalent one night of like 13 of those, which is like 3.5 to 4 full-size Snickers, and I did that in one setting. And so it just begins a two-month feeding frenzy for me. And we're at the halfway point with Thanksgiving, and then, Christmas time, the holidays, then in December, again, I go crazy. And then January 2nd is when I start my New Year's resolution. And it takes about 10 months to try to get back down to my original weight that I was on October 30th. So it's leg two of the Bill Pollack feeding frenzy. But anyway, listen, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and have fun with your family and eat as much as I do. We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about our our eating frenzies on next week's show. But we've got to look back before we preview the Dr. Pepper Big 12 football championship matchup, because we're going to do that next week. It's already set with Baylor taking on Oklahoma. We need to look back at a couple of the games from last week, and then we'll preview what we have coming up this week, the precursor to the Big 12 championship game. We've also got, of course, our weekly interview, and we'll try to touch on some basketball, too. A lot of tournament stuff going on. So a lot to get to. Let's jump right into this. Oklahoma with a 28-24 win over TCU. In the last four games, Oklahoma's outscored their opponents 145-144, just a one-point difference. But they're 3-1 after losing to Kansas State. beat Iowa State 42-41, the Baylor game 34-31, and then this past week, the four-point victory. So, you know, I mean, listen, when I was watching Oklahoma, I mean, they were just on fire. Everything was clicking, especially the start of the first quarter. It's like, oh, gosh, this thing is – it's over. They've buried TCU. But it just seems like they self-inflicted mistakes. Now, I mean, you got to give some credit to TCU and their defense. Absolutely. I mean, there were a couple of hard hits that, you know, popped the ball loose. But, man, it just seems like Oklahoma is the only one that's going to beat Oklahoma. And you just feel, especially when you watch the start of that game, that the Sooners were in control. And, again, hiccups and missteps and mistakes. And that's something that, you know, Lincoln Riley says it's a work in progress, and they're just going to have to keep trying to fix things.
Some mistakes that we got to continue to clean up. You know, we talked in there, we're still – you know, in so many ways, a young or kind of slash new team. And we keep kind of finding ways to get better. I thought we did some things better tonight against a really good TCU team, some things that hadn't been done to them on both sides of the ball all year. We've obviously got to do a better job in the turnover department. I think that goes without saying, you know, and really all three of the turnovers were, you know, on positive drives. You know, the one in the first half, and then obviously the two down there low there at the end of the game. And so, but you got to do better with those. That's part of the game. It's a great equalizer and something that we got to continue to find a way to do a better job of putting our guys in position. And then certainly, you know, the hanging on to the football, the ball security part has got to get better if we want to accomplish what we think we can. So we are thrilled about the win. TCU's hard to beat. They're always hard to beat. And, you know, what it means, the 10th win, get to play in the Big 12 championship game here in a couple weeks, which is significant, obviously. It's a big, big deal. Winning 10 games, getting to play for your conference championship is huge. Right now, it's all our focus is going to go towards, you know, to Bedlam, to Oklahoma State, going into Stillwater with a lot of goals intact, man, and it's exciting. And I still know our best ball's out there, and our team feels like that too, and we're gaining on it, and we're going to go work our tails off and try to put it all together.
A lot of work ahead. Best stuff still ahead. It was nice to see CeeDee Lamb back on the field. 32nd career touchdown catch to move into sole possession of second place. He passed Mark Clayton and now just trails Ryan Broyles.
In motion, Kennedy Brooks. Snap, Hurts, looks left, throws in zone, left side. CeeDee's there, touchdown! Welcome back!
Toby Rowland on the call. We'll hear more from him, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, about this Sooner football game, the Bedlam game with Oklahoma State. That's coming up here on Big 12 this week. Gary Patterson baffled by that late ruling that gave OU a first down. It looked clear to me that Jalen was short of the first down marker, but it stuck. Sooners ran out the clock. TCU has lost five of their six games. That's come by 7 points or less. The only one was a blowout loss to Iowa State. But, I mean, that's been the Big 12 schedule. Close, man. Just everything is close. I'll say, you know, I really watched this game and really had a chance to pay attention to Max Duggan of TCU. This was I've seen him in little bits and pieces, trying to dissect five different teams over the course of the season. Try to watch as much as you can. But, boy, I've seen it, but I didn't realize he's fast. 6'2", 190. He's about almost 30 pounds lighter than Jalen Hurts. I think the question for him is just going to be his durability at 190 pounds. But, boy, he is quick. There's a way he could add some muscle. He's going to be really good for TCU, no doubt about that. Baylor with the 24-10 win over Texas. No ill effects of losing that heartbreaker to Oklahoma. They bounced right back with the Big 12 championship game appearance on the line. They handed it to Texas with the 14-point win. And just 3.5 years after Art Briles is fired, sexual assault scandal. I mean, everything. You know the whole story. Matt Rhule gets them into the Big 12 championship game.
I told our guys, I said, I felt like I said, make this game about this game right now. I will say, obviously, we're excited to have a chance to play one more. I told them, hey, good news and bad news with everything in life. You know, you have to play one more game with me now. Like, there's one more Tuesday practice. There's one more week of meetings and all that. So for that, I'm proud. But I really don't want to, you know, minimize what it means to beat Texas for us and how good of a football team that is. And You know, they won the Sugar Bowl last year, and Sam Ellinger is such a great player and a great defense. And, you know, they had been giving up some big plays in the passing game, but they're really good run defense. And for us to run the ball, things we haven't done, really pleased. So I just have so much respect for them that to beat them, I don't want our guys to let that go by. Because, as I said earlier, you know, 2 years ago, it wasn't a very pretty game. And last year was, you know, four shots from the 20, and we couldn't get in. And so for us to win this year and win that way, you know, running the football and playing defense at the end, I'm just really proud of the process of our players. That's what my whole message to our players is.
How about Denzel Mims? Seven catches, 125 yards. This kid's a stud.
Snap to Brewer. Brewer, slant. Touchdown, center of the field. Denzel Mims on the receiving end. The Bears dial it up to a 20-3 lead over the Longhorns.
John Morris with the call there. And then close to, you know, Matt Rhule, you know how coaches, listen, this was a great defensive effort. He says, yeah, it was the best, almost the best.
I've had a lot of good ones. I thought that was the best one all the way up until the end, though. You know, just the fact that we, you know, had that long run right before half and that last drive. But other than that, I mean, I thought just dominant. Allowed us, you know, to run the football in the fourth quarter, just chew clock. And to me, the dominant is when you feel like, hey, we can run the clock. We don't have to try to go score again. We can take time off the clock. They're not going to be able to score against us. And we know that they have dangerous players. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. Just we felt really good about the way we were playing. And, you know, just wanted to come out with a win. Just wanted to go 1-0 tonight. And I thought we played really hard, really well. Gave up no big plays. Gave up no big runs. And A lot of guys played tonight that haven't played. Christian Morgan changed positions and went and played Sam linebacker. He was out there in the second series. Josh Landry was playing nose tackle, hasn't played very much. Rob Solomon played a lot of plays both ways. In modern college football, to be 10-1 and to be, you know, and he's, we have a guy playing both ways. So I was really proud of those guys on defense.
And now we'll hear from Tom Herman a year after capping off a 10-win season, the Sugar Bowl victory, the Longhorns, Sam Ellinger declared that Texas football was back. They've lost five games for the eighth time in 10 years. Here's Tom Herman.
We didn't respond on that side of the football. I thought in the first half we certainly played good enough defense to be in the game. And then, obviously there in the fourth quarter to lose our composure is ridiculous, unacceptable. And will be dealt with punitively. I can assure everyone of that. But I told our team that, we've got one game left in DKR for these seniors. And I'll be damned if any of us throw in the towel. Because those guys deserve much more for everything that they've done for this program since we've gotten here. They deserve and have earned the right to have a very memorable senior day.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll look at Oklahoma State, and then I've got some hot takes from Toby Rowland on the Bedlam game and just what this means for the Sooners and how important is this game against Oklahoma State. Do they need it? Do they start turning their attention to Baylor? We'll get into that. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Happy Thanksgiving. Big 12 This Week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights at 9 Eastern on channel 375. So Oklahoma State beat West Virginia 20-13. I thought the Mountaineers, boy, their offense has really come along here with Jarrett Daigie. 28 of 38 for 307 yards in his second start. And he had a nice 34-yard touchdown pass in the second quarter, finding his roommate, George Campbell.
And here comes a blitz. Daigie drops. Daigie dumps the ball downfield, has George Campbell, makes the catch. End zone touchdown. What a throw. What a catch. West Virginia leads for the first time.
That's Tony Caridi. 7 of Campbell's 19 catches this year have gone for a touchdown. How about that? Now, Drew Brown on the other side, the grad transfer from Hawaii, completed 22 of 29 for 196 in place of the injured Spencer Sanders. And Cowboys head coach Mike Gundy, very pleased.
I was really proud of him. 22 of 29, 200 yards passing, 2 TDs. And we didn't protect for him very well in the first half. To be honest with you, he played real good. Now that I think about it, because we didn't protect very good in the first half. He played pretty good now. And that's not easy. And also, he didn't get over-aggressive. he managed the game well. Quarterbacks that can manage the game well give you a chance to win. I mean, I told the staff on Tuesday, I said, you know, he's going to be – when we started to kind of lean toward Spencer wasn't going to really do much, I said, you know, he's going to be nervous, but he has played. And, you know, he's played, you know, probably at places like Boise and Fresno and San Diego State and all that. So it helped. But his demeanor in practice and his demeanor today and his ability to process information in the game and on the sideline was excellent.
You know, it's always nice when you've got Chuba Hubbard to hand off to 26 times, 106 yards. Not bad, but still below his standards. But he did have a couple of big runs in the second half, and they even found a way to throw him the football.
First and 10, Oklahoma State from its own 47. From the pistol, Drew Brown takes the ball. Back to pass. Looks. Throws a screen. Left side. Caught by Hubbard. Hubbard left side to midfield to the West Virginia 45. Breaks a tackle to the 40. And Hubbard's on the loose. Left side 20, 15, 10, 5. And knocked out of bounds on the left sideline at the West Virginia 4-yard line.
That's Dave Hunziker on the call. Here's Gundy on Chuba.
You know, in the second half, we just started riding Chuba. You know, he had a 200-yard day. Rushing and passing. West Virginia's had a lot of success on defense, some of the things they do. Kind of forced us to migrate into throwing the ball to him some, more so than him running. So it worked out good for us. I don't know what he had. 88 yards in reception, so with his rushing, right at 200 yards for the day. So it was a really good day for him.
All right, so Oklahoma State now will take on the Oklahoma Sooners. And the Sooners have taken care of this Bedlam series. They lead it 88-18-7. And had a chance to shoot some stuff towards Toby Rowland. You know, is there, as you look at the Sooners here, is there a fine line between preparing and continuing to make a run for the college football playoff? I mean, I think it's still an outside chance that the Big 12 gets someone in. I don't know if I agree with it, but they've got to come up big. So you look at the college football playoff. Do you rest? Do you watch the number of snaps that some players may get? How is the approach for Lincoln Riley going into this game against Oklahoma State?
No, I don't think that's a consideration whatsoever. I understand the question. No matter what happens Saturday against Oklahoma State, the Sooners are in the Big 12 championship game, but you know, they've got, while they very much want to win a Big 12 title, they're also very much wanting to win a national championship. And that means winning this game and being impressive in doing so. So there is no consideration whatsoever toward resting anyone or looking ahead in any way. They have to win them all from here on out to try to impress that committee.
You heard Lincoln Riley a few minutes ago talk about their best football is ahead of them. They've got to correct the mistakes. So I wanted to know from Toby, what have been some of the contributing factors to some of this inconsistency that we've seen maybe on both sides of the ball?
You know, that's a good question. I think on the defensive side of the ball, you've got a first-year coordinator there in Alex Grinch. And overall, I think everybody's very pleased with the turnaround this year. They're right around number 30 in the nation defensively after being in the 90s a year ago. About 80% of this season, they've been fantastic on defense and had really a 2.5-game lull there in the middle of the season where they look like a different team on that side of the ball. So I can't give you a reason why that happened. Maybe it's some young players losing a little bit of focus. Maybe it's trying to install a new scheme on that side of the ball. Offensively, they've been fantastic, and they're at the top of the country in scoring and in total offense and have been all year, but they still have not played a 40-minute or a 60-minute football game. They haven't put it all together. They've had good halves. They've had good, you know, three quarters and then thrown a stinker in there for a quarter. So it's scary to think what this offense could do if they could play an entire game. But I agree with you. They have been inconsistent, even as good as they've been on offense.
And with Jalen Hurts, despite the fumble, the interception, even when he doesn't have a game that lives up to his standards, which are very high, he still finds ways to get the job done. I mean, what else can you say about Hurts?
Well, it's been a fascinating year for Jalen. I think he's probably going to be in New York City. as a part of the Heisman ceremony. It's going to be tough to overtake Joe Burrow at this point, but he's had a great year statistically. He has put up some monster numbers. He has had a turnover issue over the last three or four games, and it is becoming a concern. Three turnovers against Baylor, had a couple of more against TCU. He's got to do a better job of hanging on to the football. One of the things he did great early in the season is on his passes, he never put it in danger. He went forever before throwing his first interception of the year. And now it seems like two, three times a game, he's throwing into traffic, making dangerous throws. So that's something that needs to be cleaned up here down the stretch if Oklahoma's going to do what they hope to do. Is as good as Jalen is playing, he has had some absolute killer turnovers going into the end zone that they just can't afford.
And one thing that I've seen, it's really interesting he brings this up, because one thing that I'm starting to notice is I wonder if there's a little bit of self-doubt with Jalen, because it seems to me, at least over the last few games, that he's taking off and running a little bit more, and he's not letting things develop. And I'm wondering if he's getting a little gun-shy. Now, I don't know. Maybe defenses are changing things to take away the pass. But Jalen was asked about this at his press conference, about the play calling, and I was glad that someone brought it up because, okay, well, I'm noticing it as well. That it just seems like he's taking matters into his own hands. But this was Jalen's response.
I think we're just finding ways to win. We're finding ways to win ball games, and I think that's all that matters.
That's true. So he deflected that pretty well. But I looked just at the Big 12 games. Jalen Hurts, I'm going to give you the pass attempts versus the runs. And we'll start with Texas Tech, 24-9. At KU, 24-10. Against Texas, 28-17. These are pass attempts to runs. West Virginia, 17-10. So more pass attempts than runs. At K-State, 26-19. I mean, big differences. Now the last 3 weeks against Iowa State, 26-22. 22 rushes. Against Baylor, 42 pass attempts. They had to come back 27 runs, though. And then against TCU, only threw the ball 21 times and ran 28. So 77 run attempts in the last three games, 65 attempts in the first five in Big 12 play. So what I was seeing is more running. It's certainly when you look at the numbers, that's how it breaks down. So he's probably on average going to throw the ball 26 times a game. He's been averaging 19 runs per game. But over the last four, that average has gone up to about 24 a game. So it's almost 50-50 with him. Now, part of that expanding run game could be also the improvement of the offensive line.
They dominated the line of scrimmage the whole night. Did a great job opening up holes, gaps for runners to run through, for pass protection. I mean, all of it. It was great. So we just need them to keep on playing good football.
All right, stick around. We got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there.
It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha, beaches. I always like reading that line. Aloha, beaches. Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Big 12 meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. What a... Make it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. So there were bigger plays, longer gains, but I'll take you back to the end of the Iowa State-Kansas game. Here's the setup. Cyclones led 34-31 with just over a minute to play, and they've taken the ball down to the KU 4-yard line and faced with a fourth down. Now, if they kick the field goal, they only go up by six. They give the Jayhawks about a minute to go. You figure 75 yards, score a touchdown, they can win. But head coach Matt Campbell decides to go for it. If they don't get the touchdown, KU gets the ball back, but they're pinned at their own four. They have to go at least 70 yards to try to get a field goal just to tie. So a lot of confidence in Brock Purdy. He gets the snap, and he's making it look natural.
Fourth down and goal from the four. Petway in motion. And Purdy rolling right, looking, now being pressured. Throws to the end zone, caught! Sean Shaw, touchdown! Brock Purdy at the last moment saw Sean Shaw break free. For the Cyclone touchdown.
John Walters on the call. Purdy flushed to his right, kept his eyes in the end zone. Defenders closing in on him. A great play. Cyclones go up by 10. They win 41-31. That is Brock Purdy and Sean Shaw making it look natural this football season. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. We've got more coming up. We'll have an interview for you. Special guest that's next. Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. If you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, wherever you download, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. So what I want to do now is we are on, of course, listen to the podcast if you want to go back and listen to it. But we have a great number of radio affiliates across the footprint of the Big 12. And so I want to bring on one of our affiliates from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. Pat Strothman is joining us. You guys cover the Jayhawks and Kansas State and the Wildcats. So I thought, well, you know, why not have you guys on, spotlight one of our affiliates for part of the show this week? Yeah. Let's start with KU football. Heading into the fourth quarter, Jayhawks leading number 22 Iowa State. Then just under 11 minutes to play. They're back on top 31-27. You know, they're still competing and playing hard. Just give us your impressions of year one under Les Miles.
I think it has gone pretty much as expected, in my personal opinion. I know there's some people who thought that Les Miles, a national championship coach, would come in and all of a sudden the Kansas Jayhawks would be bowl eligible. And for those fans who thought that, I think a little bit delusional there. But at the same time, this Kansas football team has at least competed. And that's the one thing that you brought up right there. And against Iowa State, I don't know how things were going to go for KU based on how Kansas's season has gone here for 2019. At one point, you see an offense with a new offensive coordinator, Brent Dierman, who was at the NAIA level last season coaching for the Bethel Wildcats out of Tennessee. You see the offense kind of come and go, and you're wondering, all right, is the offense going to show up against an Iowa State team coached by Matt Campbell, who's got that team rocking and rolling now down the stretch here? And we certainly saw the Kansas Jayhawks pull up a fight, 493 total yards of offense, 31 points, but still falling to the 22nd-ranked Cyclones by 10. What's really good for Kansas going forward is Puka Williams, what he's been able to do. I think we saw in his freshman campaign how dynamic he can truly be. And I think this RPO offense is really going to help him out. And to sort of give you an idea, he crossed the 2,000 career yards mark on Saturday. He carried the ball 19 times for 154 yards, and he hauled in a touchdown. What's really crazy is Williams became the first Jayhawk to rush for 2,000 or more yards in his first two seasons as a Jayhawk since the Kansas Comet, Gale Sayers, in 1962 and 63. So this is a guy who certainly has big-time potential going forward. I think defensively, that's been the biggest problem with Kansas this season. I just cannot see this defense be consistent. And it's a little discouraging considering who's running the defense and Clint Bowen, who's been there for so many years. You almost wonder if maybe a change is going to happen next season. But, yeah, in terms of year one under Les Miles, I think there certainly was a lot of optimism going into the season. And I think there still is a lot of optimism falling to Iowa State by 10, losing to Texas on a last-second field goal, being competitive with some other teams like a West Virginia. So I think things are certainly going well for Les Miles. I think he just wants a little bit more wins.
K-State finishes at home against number 14 Baylor. They've got the title game wrapped up. They've got the berth in the game at least wrapped up. Charlie Brewer banged up a little bit in that win over Texas. This smells like a trap game to me. I mean, this, you know, I'm not saying Kansas is going to win, but I think they're going to give Baylor a run for their money. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. And I think that your point is, I think, well received here. And the main reason is simply because just look at it's maybe not so much about Kansas as it is more so for Baylor. You look at the Bears, and they snuck out a win at Rice, 21-13 in week three. And they beat Iowa State by 2. Baylor beats Texas Tech by 3. A 3-point win over West Virginia. 6-point win over TCU. Baylor becomes the Atlanta Falcons of college football by blowing a 28-3 lead, by losing to Oklahoma by 3, and then a 14-point win over Texas. So all those games are close, and I don't see why Kansas cannot just simply compete with this Baylor team, a team that might overlook KU, and the Hawks are certainly wanting to finish the season extremely strong under Les Miles in his first season. Hopefully that offense will be ready to rock and roll, because that's the one thing about Baylor. I think the Bears have been terrific on the defensive side, only allowing 30 points or more in two games this season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a fun team to watch.
I think it very well could be competitive. I didn't expect Kansas to go up to Ames, Iowa and actually compete with the Cyclones. I just simply didn't think that was going to happen, just because you look at Kansas and you wonder which Kansas team is going to show up. Is it going to be the Kansas team that showed no life against Kansas State and Oklahoma State? Or is it going to be that KU team that led Oklahoma by a touchdown? Yes, I know they lost by 25, but hey, they at least led in that football game against Oklahoma, only lost by 2 to Texas at the very end, and then you lose by 10 to Iowa State, and you led in that football game. Which team are you going to see? Maybe it's just one of those things to where you have two good games followed by two bad games.
Pat Strothman joining us from our affiliate, Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. Let's come back and talk Kansas State football. We'll take a short break and have more right after this. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can listen to the show on the TuneIn app under College Sports Now. And joining me, our guest, Pat Strothman from Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas, as we're featuring one of our affiliates tonight from the show. We appreciate you guys covering us and carrying us. Kansas State, a 3-point loss to Texas, 4-point loss to West Virginia. That one was a stinker when you look at the rebuilding going on there. But after two losses, they get the 30-27 win over Texas Tech. And now they have a chance to finish tied for third in the conference after finishing in eighth last year. What a great first year for Chris Klieman. You talked about maybe some of the people having expectations that Les Miles was going to do really great things right away at Kansas. What were the expectations for K-State with Chris Klieman coming in, and how have they been met, or where's that situation?
Well, Bill, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when the news broke out about Bill Snyder retiring and then we followed up with the news with Chris Klieman going to Kansas State, I have never seen a local fan base hate a hire and the national fan base like the hire. And when that happened, you thought, that's strange because they're getting a national championship coach coming from North Dakota State. I get it. It's a different level. But that guy knows a thing or two about winning football games. And not only that, too, when he was announced as the hire, I thought to myself, man, Kansas State, this is the guy that you want. He's a hardworking individual. He's going to tell you straight up how it is. Players love playing for him. And he's a guy that's flat out going to work hard. And he might be overlooked, and maybe this K-State team and maybe his North Dakota State teams will be overlooked in terms of their success. But the one thing that Kansas State fans should know of is that Kansas State sometimes doesn't get a lot of love from all those people out there. They get overlooked, and then the coaching staff before Chris Klieman, they coach those players up. Sounds a lot like Chris Klieman to me, and I thought he was going to be a good fit going into this season. We saw the preseason poll, and I was a little stunned seeing K-State be that low with Kansas at number 9, but I had a good feeling that Kansas State would find a way to certainly make some strides here for the first season under Coach K, and certainly that has been the case for the K-State Wildcats. So you got to give credit to the staff over at Kansas State, because Chris Klieman, with those guys who maybe are questioning a new coach and Coach K, they did a great job of profiling him behind the scenes. What does it look like with Kansas State? And now all of a sudden you got K-State fans freaking out because they have different helmets on. Like that simply is just a trend that is only going to continue to get better and better for Kansas State going forward. But, yeah, it's safe to say that his expectations going into the season, I think a lot of people certainly turned their thoughts around and they thought, all right, this guy's going to be a good coach going into the upcoming into the season. And a good start to the season, then followed by a couple of bad losses, and those people said, oh, maybe this isn't going to work out. And then all of a sudden, Kansas State is back in rhythm again. So this is something that should have been expected, though, going into the season. A roller coaster ride, and it certainly has been that way for Coach Chris Klieman.
Yeah, pretty interesting. That's some good stuff there on Klieman. So Farmageddon, Kansas State, Iowa State, K-State, 6 games this year decided by 7 points or fewer. Iowa State, 6 games decided by 7 points or fewer. I mean, that's kind of been it through the conference. So I would assume that this game is going to be decided by 7 points or less.
Well, if there's one thing that you need to know about Farmageddon is the fact that Kansas State simply just doesn't seem to lose to Iowa State. That's just the kind of way it goes. When it's K-State and Iowa State, normally it's the Wildcats coming out on top of the Iowa State Cyclones who are left there going, do we really lose to this team once again? But, yeah, I would imagine this would be a very close game. Kansas State, that type of team that is more of a possession type of team. The Wildcats didn't get things going until really the second half. And once they got things clicking last game against Texas Tech, then the K-State Wildcats certainly fed off the energy, and the Wildcats found a way to hang on for the victory by wasting clock. And that's the main thing with this game coming up this week is simply Kansas State is going to have to control the ball. I know the Wildcats might be considered an underdog in this football game, but it's Kansas State at the Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It's Kansas State and Iowa State. I don't know about you, but normally it's Kansas State coming out on top in this series called Farmageddon.
It's been a great football season. I mean, hasn't it? I mean, just so many close games and a couple of upsets here and there. I mean, it's really been fun to follow this year.
Yeah, and I thought that was my thought going into this season, because you look at the Big 12 as a whole and everyone knows of Oklahoma and having Jalen Hurts. Everyone thought that Texas maybe was officially back under Tom Herman, which we found out that that hasn't exactly been the case. And then you have Iowa State. A lot of people thought that the Cyclones would be much better than what they are right now. Now, they're still ranked in the top 25, but I think a lot of people thought that with Matt Campbell that it would take a huge step forward. But what I felt like going into the season and going down to Dallas, Texas for the Big 12 football media days, I thought just by listening to all the coaches, hey, we are going to see a very competitive Big 12 conference. And that has certainly been the case. Everyone just sort of beat up on each other. And I had a feeling that that was going to be the case here for 2019. Sure, I thought that Oklahoma would be at the top when it's all said and done. I didn't expect Matt Rhule to do the things that he's done at Baylor, but certainly he has made a solid case to be the Big 12 Coach of the Year here for 2019. But it's simply just West Virginia beating Kansas State, then you have Kansas beating Texas Tech, you have all these teams just beating up on each other, just so shows just how balanced this Big 12 conference truly is.
Pat, good stuff. You know what? Like 60 seconds. I mean, we covered so much on football. You did such a great job. Give us a quick little outlook as to how K-State and Kansas basketball look. Can you do it in 60 seconds?
Let me see if I can do it. All right, here we go. KU, the Hawks, simply put, they're really, really good. Is that easy there for KU?
That'll work,
I think.
Yeah.
The Jayhawks are pretty solid here for this season. Kansas, when you look at the Jayhawks, they have the bigs inside. They have some outside shooting. If they can just hang on to the basketball, they'll be okay. For Kansas State, I tell you what, the Wildcats are looking like a team that is dealing with the loss of some big-time seniors from a season ago. K-State, to start the season, Kansas State just trailed at halftime for the first three games, and all of a sudden K-State was tied with Arkansas Pine Bluff in the last game. But nonetheless, I think the K-State Wildcats will get things going. I think they have a couple of big-time newcomers in Antonio Gordon and Deshaun Gordon. I think they're going to be really good players since all said and done. And at least K-State has their identity somewhat figured out with Xavier Sneed being the go-to scorer.
You made it with 8 seconds to spare. Pat Strosman, you are, I'm telling you, man, you are a pro. You're an absolute pro. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Bill, thank you so much for your time, and have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. A great affiliate, Sports Radio 1150 KSAL in Salina, Kansas. Hang on, I've got more coming up next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I was looking at that hospitality area inside AT&T Stadium for the Big 12 Championship game. Breakfast burritos, mac and cheese. See, I told you I'm in food mode. I'm in food mode for Thanksgiving. That's going to be great. Listen, if you want tickets, too, go to big12sports.com. They've got a link, and you can get some seats for Baylor and Oklahoma at like $65, starting at $65. So a great deal. Big 12 championship game coming up Saturday, December 7th, 11 a.m. From Jerry World. That's an 11 a.m. Central kick, by the way. Jared Butler of Baylor picked up the Big 12 Men's Basketball Player of the Week honors. He was named the MVP at the Myrtle Beach Invitational, leading the Bears to 3 wins and a tournament title, averaged 17.7 points, 3.7 assists, and 2.7 steals while knocking down all 10 of his free throw attempts.
Bandu, top of the key for the Bears. Looks to drive, kicks left corner to Vital. Vital back outside to Butler. He'll launch a three. It's good! Jared Butler, a three-pointer, and Baylor leads 67-66.
Step back three, Jared Butler. It is lethal.
Jamias Ramsey of Texas Tech was the newcomer of the week, averaged 20 points, 6.5 rebounds in their two wins this past week. A season-high 27 points with 5 3-pointers and 6 rebounds in a win over LIU.
Chris Clark with a broad shoulders out to Ramsey, in rhythm three. Yes, sir. Three by Jamias Ramsey, ties his career high with 25. Jamias Ramsey on one bounce finds Chris Clark. They don't guard him on the perimeter. They will on Ramsey as he takes it, shoulders square. Steps right, 18-footer, rolls in. Jamias Ramsey, career high, 27.
Man, big night for him. Thanks to Pat for joining me. Great affiliate in Salina, Kansas. Kansas State lost on Wednesday 73-70 to Bradley. And then Kansas won the Maui Invitational third time. They beat Dayton in overtime 90-84. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the big week of Big 12 football. And we will talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.